Welcome to the Jet Life Podcast. My name is Tom Lelio. I'm your ultimate jet guide, and I'm joined with Emily Dean of Jet Aviva. Emily, thank you so much for being here.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're at the Jet Aviva happy hour, rocking it with music and everything. It's pretty cool, and we're excited for the party tonight as well.
Ah, thank you. I am as well. Yeah.
So Emily's going to talk. We're going to talk to her a little bit about aspiring jet brokers, people who want to get into aviation. A couple of things that people kind of are asking me and kind of curious from your perspective as, you know, someone who's kind of at the top of the food chain, if you will, looking down, and people who want to get into the industry. Like, you know, you really have a bird's eye view of the industry, and I'm kind of curious what you would see for aspiring people who want to get into aviation, whether it be researchers, brokers, et cetera, et cetera. So I appreciate your time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I love this topic in particular because we have a lot of young people on our team.
Yeah, you do.
And so a lot of people look to us in the industry with these kinds of questions, right?
Yeah.
Because they're like, how did these guys get here? And,
yeah.
And how do I follow in their footsteps? So absolutely.
So I'm curious, as a company, how does Jet Aviva see somebody who wants to get into aviation? What's kind of some of the pathways that you've created for people to get involved?
Sure. So there are two main things that I would say to explore if you're really interested in understanding more about this business. And the first I want to touch on is internships. Mm. We have two types of internship opportunities here at Jet Aviva. The first one is really just a high-level exposure type of situation. It's limited in its time frame, but it's very broad in its scope. So you come in, you get to sit on different team meetings and departmental conversations. You work in CRM and research and sales, and you get a sense for how we really go to market and how we do business. And I think we want that opportunity for them to say, like, yes, this is what I thought it was going to be. I'm interested in moving on to the next step. Or like, whoa, I didn't understand the level of analysis or research that goes into the back end. It's not just sales. And so we like to start them there.
How long is that?
That is typically 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, and I would say like 10 hours a week, nothing crazy, all remote. So very manageable if you're a student or wherever you are in your career to do that and to kind of get that baseline foundation.
From a high level, just because you kind of rattled off some of them, what's involved in being in private aviation? Because for me, when I first became a broker, it was, okay, here's your script, here's your list of people to call. Off you go.
Okay.
That's all that would have been it for me.
Yeah.
But I know in a company like Jet Aviva, there's so much more.
There is. And I would say there's really, as we're training up the next generation of brokers, whether it's from an intern or a researcher, what we call sales operations, which is really your entry level into the broker world type of position here. I want them to do a few things, right? I want them to really understand how to track and analyze markets and assess aircraft valuation.
You guys are great at that.
Critically important. It's an analytical skill. It requires a high attention to detail and an understanding of nuance and how different aircraft configurations and years and programs and all of those variables impact both the marketplace, the value of the airplane, and what that means for buyers and sellers. You have to learn all of that, right? And that's so far beyond the sales side of the job. I do want you to learn the sales side of the job. That's, I would say, the next big critical component. So understanding how to make connection and to overcome objection and to be intentional and methodical and have good time blocking skills in your prospecting efforts and managing that against all of the things that go into sales, right? So you got to get that baseline as well. The third component is you have to build your network. You have to establish people around you that are going to enable your success both as a broker, but also throughout the cycle of the transaction, right? So if I look at folks on our team that we've promoted from the researcher position into the sales director position, the ones that are going to have the most success are the ones that took advantage of that opportunity.
Interesting.
To learn the markets, to build that foundation, that network, that sphere of influence, and then they have really solid, strong, repeatable sales skills, I can work with you.
Okay.
Like, I can get you successful at that point.
Gotcha.
But those, I would say, are the three things. Sort of high-level introductory internship, and then if you perform really well in that, what I mean by that is I'm looking for a really strong high level of engagement.
Sure.
Right? It's,
just go through the motions.
Yeah, like, you're into it, you're kind of stepping out of the box a little, you're engaging with the team, you're being proactive, you're sending me all the signals. Then what we'll do typically is we'll offer you a longer paid, more like part-time position. So you'll work like 20 hours a week, usually for a semester, and you'll work as a researcher.
Wow.
We'll give you a market. We'll have a lot of oversight, but we'll kind of turn you loose to some degree and let you do the job. And that's been really successful. That's been really impactful.
That's great.
And then from there, then we would look at, the next step would be an opportunity with the company in that, okay, in that researcher slash sales operations position. Okay.
And what do you see in terms of how long it takes someone to, like if someone wants to get into it from a researcher to closing a deal? Because that would be a researcher and then a director and then the kind of a thing. So.
Well, so at Jetaviva, we actually give you the opportunity after about a year or so to work deals.
Oh, wow.
In the role. And that's why we call it sales ops. Because
here's the
thing. Like, one deal is easy, honestly. It's a pipeline of deals. It's the next deal and the next deal. And here's what I say to my team all the time. Because I love to hire like strongly motivated go-getter personalities, which means they want to constantly take the next step.
Right.
And so part of it is like, hey, while I'm paying you a salary, learn as much as you can. Because when you go into sales and you're commission only, like, it's feast or famine.
Yeah.
And what I don't want you to do is take that opportunity too soon and then be unsuccessful and think that you made the wrong choice. Like, no, you just may have made it a smidge too early. So in order to accommodate for that, we let them run deals. We let them win contracts. They are building relationships. They should be. And they can convert those into brokerage or acquisition contracts. And then they can have the opportunity to represent the listing and do the things.
That's
but they're
great.
Doing that with a couple of things. They have a support system. They have a sales director that's there in case everything hits the fan, which it does sometimes.
Which it will.
And they also have the Jetaviva team around them, the ecosystem, right? And they have the fallback of they're still getting paid. So do that, right? And then let's talk about, is it the right market for you? Is it the right time?
Yep.
And have you built the right foundation to be successful for the first year and the next year? And if I can say yes to all of those things, then all right, let's go.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
Timeline-wise, though, because I didn't really answer your question, I would say it's a 2 to 3 year
commitment. Yeah.
To get really strong.
Yeah, I agree.
In our ecosystem, I
agree.
I would say.
How do you find the right market for somebody? That's a question I get. Like, what market should I go into? Like, I want to sell private jets, but should I sell Gulfstreams? Should I sell, you know, Pipers? Like, what should I sell?
You know, I think you have to be really true to yourself in this regard because they're so different, right? Do you love working with the owner operator who this is going to be his personal airplane that he's going to use to fly his family on vacation and run his business and create a legacy of family wealth that you're going to be a part of? Like, do you love that?
That's me.
Really?
Yeah, that's me.
then like that's your market. Like within that, like, okay, there's different aircraft and you'll probably be successful with not all of them. Do you love adventure flying? We had a gentleman on our team who loves adventure flying and he loved the caravan and the Kodiak market and he loved using your airplane to experience things that you cannot experience in any other way.
Yeah.
But then we have guys that they love the relationship between companies and businesses and profitability in the bottom line and business aviation and how it supports that. They understand the nuances of navigating a corporate flight department and they don't mind working with procurement and legal and tax and And so honestly, you can almost kind of tell, like, if you sit down and you talk to someone and you kind of like start laying out these scenarios and they have a reaction.
Like an emotional reaction.
And you're like, yeah, that sounds really fun. Or like, oh God, that sounds hideous. I can kind of tell directionally which way to point you.
Gotcha.
Beyond that, like, yeah, you're learning airplanes, but you got to love the people and the experience around those different types of aircraft to be really happy and successful. Yeah.
That's a great short. That's a great TikTok right there for you guys. That was a great, clip. I appreciate that. Any other tips for? So one of the big things I get is people that don't know how to get their foot in the door.
Yeah.
Either some places they don't know where to find who's hiring. They say they need experience, but they can't get experience without, you know, getting experience. They don't know anybody. Like, what are some tips that you would give people? I mean, is Jetaviva like an open door? Like, just, you know, come to send Emily an email, you know, at gmail.com?
And... It sounds ridiculous, but yes.
Okay. I appreciate that.
We are, and because it's something that I'm very passionate about, and I know you and I have had the opportunity to speak to, you know, college students and these things, and I think you got to walk the talk, right? Like, if I'm going to stand up there and tell you, like, network, engage, send the email, connect with me on LinkedIn, and I better respond, right?
Yeah.
So absolutely, I would say here I am.
I appreciate that.
I want your email to be solid.
Yeah.
Like, good.
Yeah.
You know, engaging, and like, make me want to respond to you.
That's why she's not responding to my LinkedIn's. I'm kidding.
I did respond to your
LinkedIn. You did.
I was kidding. Don't appreciate that, actually. I did. I may not be timely.
No.
But I'm not on social media as much as you.
Exactly. But yeah. No, I'm kidding.
But the other thing I would say, too, is use the industry. Use the opportunities that we are presenting for you, right? Like, go to your local business aviation association and engage. Go to the luncheon. Go to the happy hour. Just walk in there and introduce yourself and say, hey, I'm interested in getting into this industry. And you will be shocked at the response.
This is a great industry.
It is.
It's, and for many years when I was working somewhere else, there wasn't a lot of emphasis put on going out.
Yeah.
It was keep your head down, do your deals, almost to the point of like forget everybody else. And just in the short time that I've kind of opened myself up, it's amazing how many people want to help.
Yeah.
You know, and just lend a hand. And I agree. Like JetLife Aero, we're very passionate about. Come on in. Let's give it a shot. Like, why not? Like, you don't have experience. Great. I was a youth pastor. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
And see how it is. So I get it. Yeah.
No, I think it's great. And I think, you know, what I am seeing, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, I am seeing a change in the relationship between brokers as well. And this desire to support each other and work more collaboratively and not be so overly focused on being competitive.
Yep.
I mean, I have many, many friends that are members of IATA along with us that I've worked with them in other lives and things. We know each other well. And I will say many times someone will come to me looking for an opportunity and I may not be the right fit.
Right.
I may not have an opportunity right then, but I will be happy to connect you with people that do, that I know. Let me use my relationships to help you, but you've got to start that conversation. So I do strongly encourage people to take advantage of the fact that it is a unique industry and put yourself out there a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Alex, do you have any other questions that you want to bring in?
For a new broker like myself, I know you kind of touched on it a bit, but what would your best piece of advice be to be successful? I know you talked about networking. What's your best piece of advice to
I would say, and this is something that I work with seasoned salespeople on as well. So my advice to you would be if you can figure that the sooner you can crack this code, the better you're gonna do. And it's really about understanding how to have consistency in your sales process.
Oh, yes.
It's the most critical thing, and it is the hardest thing to do. It sounds easy, and I'll give you an example to help make this resonate. I have a new salesperson, I started him in the role from a researcher position into a sales director role in January. And I said, okay, you're gonna start the year and you're gonna be heavily focused on pipeline development. You're gonna be prospecting, working your network, building your brand, doing
and
your
then
marketing.
Then you get a deal.
And then you get an airplane under contract, and then you get a listing, and all of your time, energy, and attention goes to because you're so excited, justifiably so.
Yep.
You're like, yeah. I have a listing.
And things are going to happen.
And all of your energy goes there. And you know what happens? All of that work, it's so quick. It starts to fade.
And then another broker swoops in and gets the listing.
And then you close your deal and you look back at your, you know, theoretically looking back at your pipeline and you have nothing there.
Yep.
Don't fall into the trap, right? So there are things you can do. Like I do preach time blocking and I'm adamant about being really mindful of your priorities throughout your day. But yes, like be consistent in your effort. It takes consistency and it's a long cycle play. Everything we do here is not overnight, but don't fall into the trap of that first win. Be always focused on the next deal, always looking over your shoulder. And I think if you can do it, honestly, you'll have great success in this industry.
I think that's great advice because I actually got my first listing several weeks ago and I have noticed wrongly so, I've shifted too much attention to handling, you know, potential buyer calls, that kind of stuff. And I've taken away some of my attention from continuing to making my normal calls and do my marketing and that kind of stuff. And I've recognized for myself that I need to be better about that. So hearing you say that, it's validating as well. To like, I need to make sure I'm still doing all the other things that I still need to be doing. Now that I have a listing, I can't just be like, yeah, I got a listing. Whatever.
All right, I'm gonna give you a bonus tip. Now I'm like sales coaching your team. All right, bonus tip from me. Every inbound is an opportunity. Never forget it, and don't take the easy road. The easy road is, you know, you have the templated email. They ask you for the main information on the airplane. You fire off the this year, this configuration, this price. You know,
Yep.
If they're real, they'll get back to me.
Right.
But every single person that calls in is one, warm, and two, potentially an acquisition contract.
Right.
And it's so hard to remember that because you're busy and you have a million things going on and you just want to get through your inbox. Take advantage of those inbounds too, because that's pipeline
as
well.
Whew. Okay. I'm always in awe whenever I hear you speak. I really do appreciate it because you've like I've only been in aviation for a couple of years. I'm passionate. I'm excited. I can speak well, and so it's great. But I know your resume. I know your experience. And there's such tremendous wisdom and experience when you speak that I really do appreciate you taking time with us today.
No, thank you. I'm happy to do it. It's always great to see you. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
I cannot wait to read it. So thank you so much.
A pleasure. Where can people find more information about Jet Aviva?
JetAviva.com. Or follow us on Instagram because we're cool like Tom.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Thank you very much, Emily.
Thank you.